Azeroth with Attitude.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Azeroth with Attitude. And we finally got some huge news on World of Warcraft. Kind of expected it, but also still got very excited when I found out. It happened so quickly. We just got 12.07 and now 12.01 hit, and they did a whole ass interview. So much information. World of Warcraft is exploding again everywhere on all over my socials. So yeah, we got a lot to talk about. But hi, everybody. My name is Art.
And I'm Dylan Zaner, a.k.a. Apid Dylan. And girls?
Go for it.
I was going to say, and girls? I don't know if some of y'all like snakes or have a snake kink, but I think World of Warcraft said, we're going to service those girls. We're going to, specifically the snake kink girlies, this one's for you.
A lot of snakes, not on planes.
Yeah.
Yes. But a lot of wiggling and swirling, and
there's different sizes, like girths. There's,
pick your poison. A lot of poison. I hope you're into green.
Yeah. My favorite thing about WoW is I feel like we rotate between colors. So it's either purple, green, or bright white light or yellow.
Yeah, true. Or like a Azerothian, like bluish gold aesthetic.
Yeah.
I've seen that a lot, like Titan-y, you know?
Those are the four genders, and you have to pick one. If you don't pick one, I just don't know if we can respect you.
But anyway, before we get into it, how have you been, girl?
Oh my god, girl! I've been busy.
Our busy bee.
Diva, I had a moment this weekend where I was like, yeah, girl, you're doing too much. And my friends had to sit me down and be like, Diva, you're doing too much. So for those that don't know,
I literally said the same thing to you.
Yes, but
twice already.
But they said in the moment while I was busy, and they were like, you need to take a break. And they're like, you're barred. Okay. You need to go take a break. So essentially, this weekend, my friends and I filmed a reality show. So as you all know, I've talked about this on the pod. I love to play in live reality games. I like to help produce live reality games. So there was one that was filmed this weekend. It was fierce. So much fun. The competition was amazing. It was truly magical the whole weekend. But the call times and the times that we ended the shoots each day were pretty rigorous. Like, we were going, starting at 8:30 every morning, which meant we needed to wake up at like 6 or 7 to prepare for the shoot. And then, 6 or 7. And then that also meant that the end time for each shoot was like midnight. So you're like full of all this adrenaline. You get home finally. Mm. And when you get home, it's like 1 a.m. Knowing that you have to get up in 5 hours, you also have a hard time sleeping because you're so full of like, oh my god, I'm still in shoot mode. So the first day, I am truly running on an hour and a half to 2 hours of sleep. And everyone could tell. I was so fucking tired and exhausted and like to my limit. And so my friend had to like sit me down and was basically like, Diva, you aren't coming in until like 10:30 tomorrow. Like, you truly need to like take time to sleep. You need to relax. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to take you up on that. So the next day, I slept in. I went and got coffee with Nigel, and I felt great. But I think I'm reaping what I sowed because I was so busy this weekend. I have a work trip that I literally leave for tomorrow. And I have had like no time to like relax. So girl, the way I'm about to post work trip, do fucking nothing but play video games. I will
remind you of that.
I know.
Now it's on the internet.
It's on the internet, babes. I want to do literally nothing but turn my brain off and just like sit in front of a screen and play video games for like 12 hours. was like, this is what I need.
Should.
Because I didn't get to play.
You should do 12 hours 3 times in a row.
Yeah. Because I didn't get to do any gaming this weekend. I was like behind a camera holding it. But it was fun. Now, I should preface this. I asked to do this. It was a lot of fun. Had a blast.
No one's saying you didn't have fun or you were forced. Yeah. But I'm just saying that like even good things are, you know, stressful. There's a lot of like things that are going on. So you just need some time to have non-exciting things, but things that will actually relax you, you know? Yeah.
And thankfully, after this work trip, the only next trip that I have is in late July. I think I'm going to San Diego Comic-Con. But that'll be, that's a fun trip. That's not a work trip. So I'm going to go to San Diego Comic-Con with my husband. I think we're going to try and dress up in like little cosplays if we can.
Cute!
And just like have fun. Yeah. But I don't, I said they don't have any like gaming updates. But I did play a little bit of WoW. Loved WoW, but I mean, it was no different than what we talked about last week. So
yeah.
How have you been, girl?
I was just thinking about that. Like, what have I been doing? It's all just kind of like a mess. Ooh, last night, I can remember what I did like yesterday. I don't remember what I did last week. I started Resident Evil 7.
Girl. Yeah.
I was like, okay, so we played a little while. It was actually quite fun. So the stuff came out about 12.1, and I got instantly overwhelmed for some reason.
It's a lot.
I got so overwhelmed because we just got 12.07, and I was just kind of like processing that, and then they instantly released 12.01. So I think I immediately watched the video. I was not on stream. I watched it, and I was just kind of like, dead. I was just like, okay, cool. Like, I no excitement, nothing. I think I was just genuinely so overstimulated.
Yeah, you're and processing. Then
my friends were like, have you seen this? Have you seen that? I was just like, guys, I'm gonna go now and I'm gonna be a little bit off Discord and just like vibe. And like, I needed like some time. And then yesterday I actually watched it again. And then I actually properly like, you know, engaged with it and everything. I've been dodging the tear set pictures.
I haven't
like,
seen them.
As if my life depends on it. I was really like, all of a sudden, everybody is posting Tearset stuff on socials. I swear it wasn't like that before. All of a sudden, it's everywhere, everywhere. And I'm just like, dodge. Because I really want to react it authentically. I'm going to probably do it sometime this week. But yeah, so then I was like, okay, girls, what do we do now? I feel like that I don't want to play WoW right now. We've played a little bit. It was fun. I don't know what else to do, but I always stream longer on Sundays. They were like, Resident Evil. And I was like, oh, I accidentally installed it before stream. Oops.
Oh, no.
Girl, there's vibe shift from Resident Evil 4 to Resident Evil 7.
Bitch, it's crazy. It's so scary.
Actually insane. It was already scary the first 5 minutes. Okay,
yes.
Well, walking through the forest was like, whatever.
Yeah.
But then the second we saw that man walk by us in the forest, I was like, this is so eerie and so scary. Mind you, I even know a little bit what happens in Resident Evil 7 because I played Resident Evil 8 like an idiot. but I was terrified. The vibe shift is insane, but I love it. I love it. I already feel like I've played so much, even though I've played through the intro, basically.
Yeah.
And a little bit of the rest. I played until like the policeman shows up.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it feels like I've played a lot, but I was terrified. I genuinely would, like, every single time I went through a door, I needed to, like, take a breath and then just, like, push myself to do it. It almost feels like Ooh. Pushing yourself off a ledge every single time. So scary. So,
Girl,
so, so scary.
And
insane, too. Like,
that family dinner scene is
I looked away a little bit.
Terrifying. Yes.
Yeah, I looked away a little bit because the thought of not being able to move already terrifies me. Mm-hmm. That's like one of my like biggest fears.
Yeah.
And then the way that grandma was just like out of it, and then everybody else was just like so unhinged and scary. And then when he force feeds you, okay, I don't want to get too much into detail, but oh my God, I genuinely had to look away. That was nightmare stuff.
And okay, wait, so you said you already kind of know the story of Seven. So
a little bit. I didn't really fully understand it. I just know like a little bit what happens at the end, because obviously you need the ending for Resident Evil 8.
Yeah.
But it was all, it's all so convoluted to me. So I'm just, I kind of have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, I have to like put a little bit of context behind this, because Resident Evil 7 was such a, not only vibe shift, like from 4 to 7, but it was a vibe shift for the entire genre. Because at that point, yeah, you have to realize the last game we got was Resident Evil 6. And Resident Evil 6 is a much more action-based Resident Evil. It's truly, in my opinion, hands down, the worst Resident Evil game to ever have been made. The UI is awful. The story is not great. The gameplay is not great. It's not scary at all. It's just like generally, and it's way too long. It's like way too long. The story is a mess. So
I felt like that about exactly what you just said. I felt about Resident Evil 4.
Yeah. So when you get from 6 to 7, and there was a significant gap between 6 and 7, when that trailer dropped for Resident Evil 7, and people were like watching the trailer, not realizing it was a Resident Evil game, and then it was revealed it was a Resident Evil game, I think you could systematically hear across the entire world every homosexual scream bloody murder as if someone in their family just won $1 million. Like, it was insane.
I need someone to truly explain this to me. What is it about Resident Evil that is so addicting? Because I'm new to this genre. I'm new to Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Right? Technically, I'm still new to it. And it's taken over my entire life. I think about it all the time. Oh my God. I also watched the movies. I watched the first four Resident Evil 4 movies with Mila Jovovich. And I want to say something, okay? Because people were like, no, girl, like, it's so bad. But like, blah, blah, blah. I lived.
Girl. I lived. Those movies.
I was living my best life watching these movies.
Those movies are peak, get high, turn your brain off, and just watch movies.
Exactly that. So, and it's such a, it almost felt like, it almost gave me the same kick when you watch a music video with your gay besties and you just go, yeah, it was giving that.
Yeah.
It was, especially like the first and the second one. I think the second one was my favorite. The fourth one was a little meh. The fourth one is the one where she loses all her powers and she's just not like that.
It's the second
anymore.
Is the second one or the third one set in like a post-apocalyptic Las Vegas?
That's the fourth one.
That one was crazy.
That one I didn't really enjoy. That one I was like, okay, let's wrap it up. The amount of slow-mo scenes in that one. I'm like, girl, we get it, the slow-mo, okay? But it's also so like, the first and the second one and the third one were actually like good. Obviously they were high camp and they were ridiculous and they were a little bit like, you know, but that was kind of what I loved about it. But I think Mila Jovovich is actually a really, really good actress.
Yeah.
Like, she's actually good. And like, there's some big names in there too. But I will complain about who they cast for my girl, Claire Redfield. I wasn't living.
All the casting is horrendous.
I wasn't living at all. And I also, but I think the worst casting probably is Chris Redfield.
Yes.
Why don't we take some half-cooked twink that looks a little bit more muscular than just any regular twink you could find on the streets of America? Like, give me a tall mountain of a man with dark hair. Like, that was not Chris Redfield. I'm so sorry.
If there's one thing the Resident Evil movies are a pillar of, it's lore accuracy. And no, I'm kidding. The lore of Resident Evil doesn't exist in the Resident Evil movie like universe. They just do their own thing.
It was kind of similar. Like, I feel like the first one was definitely similar to the game in a way. The second one too-ish. I don't know. I wish Mr. X was in there, but then it just goes off the rails.
It just becomes about Mila's character and like clones and like all this kind of crazy shit. So you haven't seen the fifth one, right?
No, not yet, but I'm going to watch the fifth or the sixth one, and then I'm going to watch all the animated ones. Girl, Resident Evil hasn't consumed my entire life. I can't stop. I even, bought the Resident Evil 0, and I bought some of the old ones, and I think I'm going to give them a try, but I'm going to play them off stream as, like, my own little thing.
They're very good. They're very good.
Yeah, because I feel like they would probably be really rough to watch on stream. because these are so flashy that I'm playing right now, you know? So I think I'm going to do that, but just as like my own personal enjoyment. But yeah, I've had a really good time with that. I'm also still playing Guild Wars. And yeah, but that's all about my week, I think. I don't think I've missed. Oh, also I went out with my D&D girls on Friday.
Oh, fun. Okay.
For the first time we went out together. I've been playing D&D now since February, I want to say.
Yeah.
And we're running this campaign in Strixhaven, you know, Strixhaven.
Yeah.
The magical school.
Yeah.
And we're a full queer group. And then we finally were like, oh, we should like, because we always get along so well. And then we were like, why don't we like go for drinks once? And now we're like actually like a friend group. And it's just like so cute.
I've had the best time.
My life has become so, so nerdy. There's like no space for anything else anymore. And I love it.
Did you all meet online for your D&D group?
No. So like one of them is like a friend of mine that's actually like, he doesn't play video games. He's not into like he's kind of into like fantasy stuff, but he's not really a nerd at all.
Yeah.
But he's very creative, and I was like, you should try this. And then he watched like Dungeons and Drag Queens and was like, this looks really fun. And I was so nervous about this because our DM is a woman. She's queer. Then we have a doll who is like obsessed with D&D. Like she knows everything. She knows a lot. Like she was the one that like kind of got us all together. And then we have these three gay guys, including me. And two of them have never played D&D before and are not really part of that world at all. And I was kind of worried, but somehow
it works.
They actually surprised me and it worked out so well. And they're like role playing. They are understanding it. And it's like, it's just so camp. And we have like transformations that our characters go through after they hit like a pivotal point. So it's like, it's so fun.
That sounds fun. Another update around D&D. Most of our cast, I think I remember I said this last week, most of our cast have made their characters. I am so excited to like get in a room with a bunch of World of Warcraft nerds and just like yap and role play and be stupid on camera.
Yeah.
The only one who hasn't made their character yet is Art. So we're
working
on it.
Well,
I'm kidding. No, your character is
fierce. I feel
like
I'm the least, but I feel like mine's going to be like the least effort because
yours is very thought out.
Yeah. So I feel like it's going to be fine.
No,
it's gonna be good. But do we have like a expected timeline for, I think, when we're going to air? Because I feel like it's either going to be, it has to be before September. Like it has to end. Before September.
I don't think it's going to end before September.
I mean like the preparations.
Oh,
like,
absolutely. Yeah.
Because September will consume everyone's life.
Yeah. No, I think right now our goal is to have, and I put this out there into the universe and hopefully it's true, to have all of our art and overlay assets done by the end of this month / early July. We're then going to do a session zero with the cast. So the goal is to have everyone feel very comfortable in their characters, test out role playing. That session zero will be recorded. So
yes,
it won't be live streamed, but it will be recorded. Maybe we'll release it at some point. And then once everyone's gotten a feel for that, I'm going to build out a schedule doc. And the goal is to have at least one session a month. So figure out timings with everyone. I know everyone's extremely busy. Figure out a time that works for everyone. I will probably take the day off on those days from work. So that way we can like have actual preparations and everything ready to go for that day. And then we're going to make some content for y'all. There's going to be a live stream version of it. So you will be able to literally interact live with chat. We're figuring out like where that channel, what like whose channel that'll be on. Will it be on multiple channels? Like we're figuring
co-stream.
We could co-stream it. Yeah, we're like figuring out all that stuff. And then there will be a recorded version of it that will be on the Azeroth with Attitude YouTube channel and an audio version be a podcast episode. So
it's gonna be so good.
I can't wait.
I just cannot wait to finally say who's on there with us.
I know.
But soon. Right.
Should we get into this patch?
Let's get into the patch. Yes. I did open the patch notes next to me. So did you watch the announcement video? Did you have time for that?
If not, I didn't watch an announcement video, but I watched people talk about the announcement. Okay. So okay. I know what's in the patch. Yes.
Well, oh my God. The biggest gag of this season, we are going to the island that has been there since the launch of Midnight, a misty mountain that everybody was wondering, what could that be? Are we maybe gonna go there very soon?
Oh my God.
Guess what? We are.
This was me ungagged.
No, but Dylan, it is actually so funny how many men specifically were like, I was right. It's going to be about the trolls. I'm like, oh my God, Diva, you are like so smart. Like nobody would have guessed that.
Like, yes. Eating it. Oh my yes, God. Oh, who's a smart little neck beard? Ooh, you're so smart. Do you want a pat on the back, you big boy?
Like, literally exactly that. Please, somebody tell them they're a good boy, please. Yes, we are so the launch of the next season of World of Warcraft Midnight is called Midnight Curse of Ulatek. And we are going to the Coiled Isle. I hate this name.
I hate the name.
What do you mean, the Coiled Isle?
Okay.
Coiled?
Truly. I mean, like a snake. A snake, like, wraps around in a coil.
Oh.
Diva.
Oh, is that what coiled means?
Yes, girl. It means like a
spiral.
Okay,
don't you dare come for me for not knowing an English word. Don't you even dare. I can see it in your eyes.
Then you can't come for me when I don't know a German word.
Yes.
But I have some questions. And again, we don't know much of the lore of this patch outside of, we know that Erator might be trying to find his parents.
See, but this is the point, girl. Like, that gagged me a little bit because we're getting some story in this current patch, right? It just takes them a little while. So, like, in 2 weeks, we're going to get some. And that story is basically going to lead us to this season, right? So, the Coiled Isle. And they're kind of like, tell us already what's kind of going to happen. So, like, they kind of spoil it. So, it's about Zul'jara's brother. We obviously, like, know that he's not really super happy about her being back with Diloa. So, he then tries to do his own thing and he channels the. So, I'm not a lore expert, but this is like what I kind of understood. So, he basically goes to this isle and then he gets. He uses the power of Ulatek, which is the snake Loa who is evil and venomous.
Nothing says dumb bitch energy than saying, I really hate that my sister's using Loa. I'm going to get back at her by using Loa. And I
think
just,
she's a Loa. I'm pretty sure Ulatek's a Loa, like an evil like snake Loa. Yeah.
Well, I don't understand, and maybe they'll explain this in the lore. But the whole purpose of us bringing the Loa back to the trolls was like, we had to do all these large, arduous things to bring the Loa back. But then there's just like an aisle off to the side where the snake Loa has just been chilling. And you mean to tell me not a single troll has tried going over to this aisle to talk to the Loa to like make something happen? I don't know. My suspension of disbelief, I'm like, okay, sure, whatever, girl.
I'm sure there's going to be more context to it. I already said, so I feel like the trend has been since the War Within, or at least not trend, but this is the second time this is happening. The War Within came out and we all expected this grand, grand story that they teased. And then Undermine came and we were all like, is this a filler episode? How does this make sense with the plot? Like, it was such a vibe shift all of a sudden from the War Within. And I feel like the exact same is happening again. Here, we obviously knew we were going to do that, but it's also a huge vibe shift again. Whereas I feel like here it feels a little undercooked compared to Undermine, because Undermine was like a really like fleshed out style and zone robust, and everything. Yeah. So this is a little bit like, even like the, have you seen what Ulatek looks like? She's like a five-headed snake.
Yeah.
And it looks a bit like classic vibes. It looks like a boss from classic.
Yeah, when I was looking at some of the art from this zone, I was kind of getting like a classic, old school, like World of Warcraft vibe to it.
Which I guess isn't bad because we're going already back to the old zones. That's, I guess, what we're doing. But yeah, so I don't know. I think like when I thought of Midnight, my elf-inspired expansion, I just expected the three mega bosses of this expansion to be like people that we know that sort of kind of like makes sense. And now it's like a random Snake Loa, but honestly, work. Yeah, but let's get into the meat and the potatoes. So we have the new raid, obviously, and Ulatek is going to be our raid boss. The zone is like part of it is inside that mountain.
Yeah.
So it's an inside zone again, which people usually don't love that much. But then part of it is also a little bit outside. So yeah. Do with that what you like. I don't want to be like all negative, but I feel like the inside zones are getting a little much. Then we have a new dungeon that surprised me. They're actually introducing a dungeon called Altar of Fangs.
Altar of Fangs?
Altar of... What did you call me?
You're like, excuse me?
I love that name. I love that name. I can't wait to go with my 5-stack M+ group full of Fangs. To the dungeon called Altar of Fangs. So they're introducing that, which is kind of cool. I love that they're adding a new dungeon. We've mentioned the raid. Then there's also like a new Delph Nemesis, who's also like a snake boss. They announced the season 2 dungeons.
Yeah.
And this is the most controversial part of the whole patch because people were pissed. Is it crazy that World of Warcraft people are pissed? No, not at all.
Diva.
But it is a little insane. So we're getting obviously the other Midnight Dungeons that we didn't get in the first season. So we're getting Murder Road, Den of Nalarak, the Blinding Veil, Voidscar Arena. We're not surprised by that. We're getting a new dungeon, Altar of Fangs, which I think is really cool to shake things up.
Yeah.
But then we're getting returning dungeons, and this is the gaggy part. King's Rest. Known to be one of the worst dungeons in BFA. I personally loved it. I think King's Rest is one of the coolest concepts of a dungeon. Then Ruby Life Pools, that is the odd one. I don't understand why Ruby Life Pools was added. That was also a horrible dungeon in Dragonfly. Aesthetically beautiful, but just so random. I don't know. I would have expected more like a dungeon that makes sense with the theme.
Yeah.
And then Temple of Sethralis, another BFA dungeons. That one makes sense. That dungeon is basically full of snakes.
Yeah, that one I think makes sense.
People were mad. People were like, none of these are like fan faves. But I think it's kind of fun. The only one that I'm confused about is Ruby Life Pools. Have you done Ruby Life Pools?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Ruby Life Pools. If I remember correctly, I did like the snake one. The snake one wasn't that bad. But the Ruby Life Pools, to me, correct me if I'm wrong, is that the one with those fuck-ass eggs?
Yes.
Fuck those fuck-ass eggs.
Yes, fuck the eggs, bitch.
Girl. Because all it takes is like one misstep, and now you got like all these mobs that have hatched from the eggs.
Baby, you will step on one tiny little eggshell, and all of a sudden you'll have 1,000 babies clawing at you.
You have babies coming out of eggs holding 2 rifles in their little winged hands, ready to shoot you, call you slurs, and steal your
100%.
Money.
100%. Like, and they will succeed.
You woke me the fuck up. Like.
Okay, but I didn't tell you the name. Since we're on really funny names about this patch, the name of the new Delph? Ring of Glory.
Oh, I used to know Ring of Glory. Ring of Glory was one of my
friends.
Tell
us about it.
Yeah, Ring of Glory was one of my friends back in college. Mm-hmm. She was very popular. She made a name for herself on the campus.
Was she also a snake?
She had a lot of snakes. Many snakes, some would say. Some would say the snake charmer on the campus. And this Ring of Glory, eventually, once you've used a Ring of Glory or become friends with the Ring of Glory way too much, it can become loose. It could become used. It could become discarded. And sadly, I haven't talked to Ring of Glory in quite a long time, but I hope she's doing well.
You know, I just feel like I cannot wait to go with my group of fangs to the dungeon Altar of Fangs, plugged and caged with my Ring of Glory. I feel like this is the perfect dungeon.
That is so foul and disgusting and rude.
Come on, like, they They, like, I don't know. We always say the Blizzard Twink is working overtime because these little hints and drops, I just like, no, I love it. The they're Ring like, of Glory,
they're like,
Altar of Fangs.
They're like, and for the next cooking expansion, we're going to have prep on the menu, mama. Everyone's taking prep.
Next expansion is going to be fierce.
Yeah. Wait, there's...
No, there, it's so funny.
There is one thing I do want to talk about, and I'm curious your thoughts on this. With the new zone that we're getting, which is like this like trolley, very green, snaky zone, we're also getting this like, what is it? Like corrosion talent tree of sorts. And we've been kind of inundated with talent trees recently.
Like we just, it's just a little like...
We have a relic now that we're leveling up. Like, we have an altar that we're leveling up that gives us like... other new quality of life perks.
They could have come up with something a little bit new. I don't know. It's just like, and also this, at least for now, the way it's earned is basically just waiting for it every week. And just get it.
What I also...
And it's so like not impactful and just like not exciting to me. And it sucks. I don't know. It sucks.
Yeah. It's for me, I think what, and I really hope the next expansion fixes this. It seems like whenever they come out with a new custom tree, at least that's the case for this one, all of the perks are associated with the zone. So it's like you could walk through a poison and not get as poisoned. And it's like I feel like I'm like grinding and leveling up skills to make this current patch more sustainable for me and like easier.
It's giving
to
a little bit the Maw. Have you remembered the Maw?
Yes, it is absolutely giving the Maw, where it's like I'm leveling up to make the Maw experience more fun. And it's like for me, that's not why I enjoy playing World of Warcraft. I don't want to make this miserable zone less miserable. I want the miserable zone to not feel miserable to play, because
I agree with you. I also just think it's just a little like it's the same recipe with recolored. I don't know. It just feels a little lazy. But I don't want to call them lazy because I feel like that's so mean. But it just feels a little bit like, okay, we take the same pattern, which World of Warcraft does a lot with like reusing skeletons and models, and just they do it really well. But sometimes it's so obvious that they're doing it, and it's just a little bit like, meh, you know, but it is what it is. But I gagged so much when they were like, oh, there's also Prey, obviously, Astalor, our favorite, blah, 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 with new voice lines.
Gagged.
Cool.
I was
like, gag the girls, gag the diva, a new voice line.
You know, what if?
Resubbing now.
What if they have seen how popular this character has become? And they are like, all right, we need to do a content pivot. The gays are fucking living for him. And all of a sudden...
Well, we are.
I know. But then he's just like, I just wanted to let you know that I'm a bottom, baby. Like, they just like... Because it's Pride Month. And they like retool his lines. They're like, we need to confirm he's gay, a bottom. He's looking and available. And he's a daddy. They're like, oh my God, we have to like... We have to keep the gays like in the game. What can we do? What can we do? He's a bottom, but he's a daddy, and he has a lot of money and is willing to spend money on you.
Kill for me, good boy.
And you're like, oh.
That would be so horrible. Let's not do that. I really wouldn't like that. That would be so horrible.
Don't do it.
Anyway, yay, new voice lines, you guys. Wait. Big content upgrade.
Yeah.
They were really selling it. They were really selling it, girl.
One more thing that I want to talk about, because I think it's associated with the new zone.
Yeah.
I think it is. There is an update coming to like fishing and gathering, which I think is interesting.
No. Wait.
Cursed fishing. Girl.
It's like, you will gag. There are these like instanced world bosses now. They're mostly doing it because of lag. Because world bosses were always really laggy. So now what they're doing is they're making them instanced. They have they're called lairs. And they have like a little lair. You walk in there, it's a one boss thing. There's difficulties, there's world difficulty, world boss, normal, heroic, mythic, but mythic is mythic flex.
Yeah.
And you can queue up for it, everything. It will look like the UI of entering a Delph. It's cool. It's making world bosses a little bit more entertaining. But then they were like, oh, and once you kill that world boss, you get to fish from its puddle.
D.Va, here's what we need to talk about.
Finally, I can fish in a puddle of a boss.
This is what I need people to realize. Is this update great? Yes. It helps reduce world lag. It allows for more maybe complexity in world boss design.
More replayability, yeah.
D.Va, this is not a world boss.
It's not a world boss anymore. It's not a world boss.
This is literally just a single boss delve. That's all this is.
It's a one boss raid-ish. It's not going to be as hard as a raid. It's going to be exactly what we just got in 12.07, which I think is fine.
It's fine.
It's not a world boss.
It's not a world boss anymore, which is fine. I think we can realize and understand this is
great
for the game.
We've had world bosses for a really long time now. I feel like it's cool to switch it up a little bit. I think World of Warcraft needs to do experiments. It needs to try out new things, even if they seem a little bit odd at first. I feel like that is the only way for a game to evolve. We've seen it with Guild Wars. They have to do more daring things, which I think is good. But the whole thing with the fishing is just a little bit like...
Cool.
Woo! Let me whip out my pole and start fishing on the corpse of the body. I don't know. It's just like, okay, work.
I was reading some things online, and I don't know if this is true, but people were theorizing that maybe the reason why they are doing curse fishing and curse gathering is a way to stop botting, because botting has gotten really bad in the game.
Girl, I don't know. The way that even sounds, we're doing curse fishing and curse gathering.
D.Va, I just want to let you know, one of the best new updates coming to our fucking game. You guys are going to fucking gag, girl. You're cursed fishing. You remember fishing? Mama, it's cursed now. It's better. It's bigger. It's bolder. It's girthier. And you can't wait to see what you fish from this dirty little pond. Get it together, twinks, because cursed fishing, it's made for girls like you.
So before we get into the housing updates, which I think is the fiercest part of all of this, the thing that I still, the open question that kind of like comes up for me is, since we talked about finishing up plot lines in the trilogy, right? Like quickly and everything, what plot line are we closing here?
With cursed fishing?
No, like this patch, it just feels a little odd to me.
This is the start of season two, right?
Yes, this is season two.
So here's my thought. Here's what I think is going to happen.
I just feel like story-wise, it just doesn't seem exciting to me.
Because we've gotten hints that it may loop into Erator trying to find his parents.
I'm finally ready for him to realize that his parents are potentially dead.
Yes. So what I think is going to happen is Zalat... Give me a sec. I thought I heard something. Zalatath is going to be obviously deep down underground. We don't know how we're going to get to where we're kind of like, all of the heroes are like, what do we do? Oh my God. While this is all happening, obviously some plot is going to happen in this involving Loa. So I see like some of our heroes being like, okay, we need to go help our new allies, the trolls, who helped us in this thing. Because they did a solid for us, we need to go do a solid for them. So while we're doing this, I'm assuming we're going to uncover a plot involving the Void or maybe even the Loa themselves. And maybe we learn that the Loa, based off of their connection with Azeroth as a whole, maybe they have something that we can utilize to get down under the ground or fight back against Zalatath. Because it was a bit weird that like we were doing this B plot to like bring the Loa back to the trolls, but then the Loas didn't really do anything to help us. So maybe this is the patch where the Loas will maybe get more involved with the plot and be like, listen,
potentially,
because they're like, listen, Diva, if Azeroth is gone, that affects us, and we need to like step our pussies up, put on our big girl boots, and, you know, fight against this fierce Void Elf Diva girl boss.
Period. Period. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I am ready to be surprised in a positive way. Let's just say it like that. I'm trying to stay, I want to stay positive about this because I do really care about the lore, and Midnight has gripped, the lore has gripped me more than ever, yeah, like before. Maybe last time it was like that was BFA. So I hope that they kind of stay on that trajectory and really make it fierce.
You know? This is what I need. And I'm being so serious. I would personally really want Tyrallian to die here. Listen, here's why.
Okay with that.
Because I think I'm getting sick of these world-ending plots and no one dying. It makes the sacrifice of it all not feel like sacrifice.
It just won't feel threatening, no matter how threatening you try to make it.
Yeah, and I think narratively it would make sense for maybe Tyrallian to die here. Erator maybe feels a sense of regret because he really didn't get to reconnect with his father the way that he wanted to.
Well, he tried, and
His father was a dick. It would, I think, then compel Illyria to realize time... That she's a lesbian. And that time is short. And even though they live for these long-ass lives, she really needs to take time to be a mother. And to, like, spend time
and
with Erator.
Going for vengeance all the time and chasing and hunting. Yes, agreed. But they did say they're going to have big deaths. And I'm like, well, when are they going to start happening? Because we need to shake things up. I need people to talk about this again. I need people to get excited about this again. Because the way... Yeah, anyway.
Wait, one more thing. One thing. What I don't want, and I'm looking at you, Blizzard Riders, what I don't fucking want is Tyrallian to become corrupted by the Void and Illyria's controlling him. Because, Diva, we've done that plot so many times where a hero is all of a sudden, oh no, I'm evil. I've been corrupted and possessed. What am I going to do? And then Illyria's like, oh no, I got to fight my big bully husband. What am I going to do?
Do that, but with her?
Yes, I don't want any of that shit.
No,
do not give me that at all.
Just chop his head off in front of us and make it like roll.
Yeah.
And then we go,
exactly.
Like, exactly. I want that.
Yeah. Sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
So I want to get into housing, which is, I think, the biggest news of this patch. And it's finally... So, like, I had a thing where I wanted to go back to housing, and I started a little bit, and then I got a little overwhelmed, and then I was like, I want to restart my house, and I was ready to get it deleted. But now that we got this news, I'm going to wait for this patch to come out, because they are introducing blueprints, which is basically... gonna work like you will if you want to, you can give out a link to other people and they can copy your blueprint, post it and print it into their game, and even if they're missing items, it's fine. It will tell you what exactly you're missing and how much you're missing, but it will still copy everything you have available in your storage. I think it's so cool. I hope it's gonna work similar-ish to the Sims Marketplace, where you could also just like copy people's builds. I hope it's gonna work like that. I think that's what they're going for.
Yeah.
It's super, super exciting because the nicest part is, even just for personal use, I can now wait for this to come out, save my blueprint, delete my... They also have a delete button now to delete everything.
Thank
you. Don't
you
have to pick everything off. Yes. Very exciting. And you'll be able to... even you can do individual rooms, you can do your entire house. I will save my entire house and then start from scratch. And then if I realize, fuck, what have I done? I can just redo my blueprint and be back to where I started up from. So I'm so, so, so excited about this. But I think the even more exciting part is you'll finally be able to have pets in your house.
Girl.
And this gagged me. Because not only can you like make them actually like lie in their bed, like a little... Or sit on the chair, like the cat sitting on the chair. Mm-hmm. They will also actually like study your house, know where like the obstacles are, and then you can have them move around your house and like live their own life.
Diva, we finally got, and this is something I have been preaching since the start of this podcast, Wizard 101 pet, like, things. Because Wizard 101 also has pets like this. I'm so excited. I cannot.
I'm genuinely so excited. Like, the, you can have them be stationary or roaming around your house. I wonder how many pets we'll be able to have, but... I literally got a little emotional that you finally get to have, like, your own pet. Maybe you have them IRL, too, and you want to have them, like, in World of Warcraft, too, where they can kind of live forever. I don't know. It was just so cute to have that announced. I think that was the best announcement. And then they're also finally introducing new endeavors to the neighborhood because we've had the same ones rotating. And they sound cool. One, like, there's Centaurs. The one vacation themed, then there's a Amani troll themed, and there's like a few more, but I think it's gonna be great. They're also adding new dyes, which is really cool. They're also adding more stuff that can be dyed. They are really, really, really working their coochie out when it comes to housing, which I think is so exciting.
Yeah, I'm really. These are the things that I, obviously, I'm super excited for everything. I'm really excited for Blueprints because it then allows for you to just really experiment with the items that are in your inventory. Because I feel like there was that fear of, like, if I fuck this up, it's going to take me forever to try and, like, go back to, like, fix this. But what I really hope is that the Endeavor tasks, there's a lot more variety. With these new endeavors,
because
it got really stale really quickly, like doing a bunch of those endeavors. I really hope that with these updates that they are doing with, like, blueprints and, like, really, like, trying to, like, get you to, like, spend more time around your house, I think I would really like it if, I don't know, I want more of a reason to, like, be in my neighborhood.
I agree. They died out a little bit, for sure.
There are reasons, obviously, to, like, be at my house and, like, I can, like, role play, I can, like, build a house. But the neighborhood as a whole, like, it is kind of, like, I get excited when I see, like, a random person in my neighborhood and I'm like, oh my God, you're online too. And you're also doing endeavors right now. That's so cool. I want more fun interactions like that. Like, there's a reason for me to, like, be with the people in my neighborhood.
Yes. And I think they tried, but I feel like that's still something that they need to figure out a little bit more to make them become not just, like, a feature of the expansion that people forget about later on, but something that truly, like, evolves and, like, has its own little life, you know? But I'm truly excited about the house stuff. I think great things are coming. There was also a lot of data mining. So you know how, like, every single time when they bring out a new patch, Wowhead goes insane and posts all these data mining. Yeah. And I have feelings about that. And I want to touch on that just briefly.
Please.
I feel like data mining is a little bit of a curse to MMOs. Because part of what I love about MMOs is, like, the excitement, the discovering things, you know, figuring things out, going into these zones a little bit blind, like, trying to, like, navigate a new world, new patch. Data mining ruins that excitement for me a little bit. They data mine so much stuff, and people instantly go on to judging everything that got data mined as if the devs presented it to them.
Yeah.
The devs didn't intend for this to be shown like this. I don't know why Blizzard doesn't go for it in a little bit more strict way where they kind of lock these data minings and it doesn't happen anymore. Because what pissed me off is, like, they data mined the tier sets. So the tier sets are already in the game on the PTR, but before they did that, they data mined them. And people were going off on socials. I got people DMing me, like, fire this team, like, called them super nasty names. And I was just like, first of all, my DMs are not your forum.
Yeah.
Like, fuck off with that. Like, I don't care how long you followed me. I will not accept that. And it's just like, the whole data mining thing is so toxic to me in a way. Like, obviously it's also exciting because, like, people have, there's, like, new witch hats that were data mined that have, like, a cat on them and you have hair under so people are excited about that. But then people are also like, you don't know when that's gonna come. Data mining doesn't mean that's gonna be a part of the patch. It might be like next year. It might be Halloween trading post. It might be a shop item. You have no idea where it's coming from. And it's just kind of like, that's not what, I don't know. It just gets, I think it does everything it shouldn't be doing. I feel like it's a disservice to the game. And I don't know. I don't really like it. And Wowhead works overtime with that data mining shit. It's like every second article is a data mine.
They got to get those clicks. They got to get those. Yes, because
they also fired a bunch of people, and now the writing is also partly AI. It's just like, it's just a mess, girl. I don't like it. I really don't like where this is going.
Yeah, no, I fully agree with you. I really don't like data mining, and it's also so hard to avoid data mining because you could put something behind like a code name and try to like hide something. But at the end of the day, some of those assets need to get uploaded to the game and people will find those assets. So it just is so shitty when those are harvested in such a way. And it's not like something as, oh, we'll just make fake assets, because that means you're taking time away from real assets that could be made for the game. So it's honestly a truly difficult thing to avoid. But
see, I didn't know that. But yeah, it's just frustrating.
But it is really annoying whenever something like that happens. And I wish that the World of Warcraft community would have a little bit more grace when it comes to the work that these devs put into the game. They have to realize that this is a 20 plus year old gaming franchise, which means just in general, the code for that game, I can't even imagine navigating something like that and updating it and regularly updating it, coming out with new features, updates, making sure old systems like artifact weapons don't get broken when they add something new, like 12 expansions later. So that way, if I go back and play that old content, I can. It's like, I can't even imagine.
It is actually crazy,
the stress that they are under to like sustain these old systems. So I do think that, whatever we do get, if we get it and it's not buggy, I'm like, cool, let's call it a blessing. Thank God we got new content for the game that's not a buggy mess. When it is buggy, I'm like, girl, should have let that cook a little bit longer, because I don't know. I'm excited for this new patch. I'm really hoping that they kill it on the story. I'm so excited for the brand new pet like system. I think it's gonna reinvigorate people looking for pets. Because
agreed,
you can now actually like use them, because like pet battling was cool and all, and having them follow you is cool, but you can only have one of them follow you.
And, yeah.
I could see some fun potential, like we have, not to harp too much on Wizard 101, but people utilize the pet system and there's like a mount system, NPC system, to like make it look like you have like someone working at your shop. Or shopping in your shop if you make like cool builds.
I did see people mention that they would love to have like NPCs you can put in your house, maybe even your alts. I think alts should come before NPCs. I would love to have my alts. What if you have like a Sims house where you could like literally create different personality rooms and then your alts live in there? I think that would be so fun.
That'd be fierce.
Yeah, like maybe like you could create anything. You could create like a university and have them like all be there and like.
Oh, that'd be cute.
The creativity like starts cooking when I hear that. But they're also adding something that I also think is really fun, because guilds have been kind of like dying a little bit, because we used to like make like our guild events would be in the game. We would go into the game to talk to our guild. Now all of that happens on Discord. So the in-game guild chat isn't as what used to be. So what they're doing now, they're integrating guild chat into Discord, which I think is incredible.
You
could talk to your guild even though you're not in the game. I think that is a very, very cool thing that they're doing, and they're working with Discord for that. And then obviously they're adding a bunch of class changes, which I also think is really exciting for end-game divas.
DPS, like, to
switch things up a little bit.
DPS cooldown nerfs, which will be interesting.
Yeah, but nerves, buffs, it's all over the place.
Yeah.
But another thing that they're adding, which I also think is really cool, PvP, is so we had the bot battleground that was introduced, the training grounds introduced, like, I think second patch in Midnight, which I've been using, and I've been getting beat up by some of these. So it's actually like challenging a little bit if you have never done PvP. Yeah. And now they're doing the same thing, but for Arena, which is so cool.
That'll be really cool.
That they're doing that. Like, build more of these things to, like, have people have an easier time getting into some of these like content things, because like PvP is by far one of the hardest things to get into World of Warcraft. It is so hard. Yeah. So I think that this is the right thing for them to do, and I'm excited about that.
What I eventually would love for them to do, not to bring up Guild Wars again, is I want them to build. I want you to be able to play PvP content and have access to like everything, and you're building a different character, maybe the same, you're using the template of the same character, but put people on similar footing, maybe in a different queue system than what they already have, because then I feel like people could get their feet wet trying all of the fun, exciting things and not having to worry about stats and armor and like all this kind of other stuff. And then I know that we lastly are also getting cooldown manager and UI changes.
Oh yeah, that's also pretty big. We're finally be able to track your trinket and your potions, which is what people have always been complaining about since the cores are gone. You'll be able, there's a new ping system to you to ping your cooldown that is ready, which I'm like, I already am going to fiercely mute that, because I know that an annoying ass fire mage will be pinging me about their combust every like 50 seconds and I will block them. Oh, I'm about to combust. Did I ask you? Did I care? I don't care. Okay.
I'm heating up. Combust. Yeah.
And you'll also be able to ping your health percentage. And I've already had healers in my chat go like, if you ping your health percentage, that is your death sentence. I will not be healing you.
I will walk over to you and watch you die. And then I'll res
like,
you.
All of this is great, but I also feel like you already know there's going to be annoying ass people using that.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're going to be trolling like crazy. Overall, though, I think I'm very excited for this patch.
Me too.
I think it's going to be a good one. And I, even though like it is a bit weird that we're going back to the troll zone was one of my favorites in the story. Yes.
Turned out surprisingly one of my favorites.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to kind of re-explore a new area. I do like the Loa lore. I am curious what they do here, and I'm curious to see how they're going to mix like Erator's story with like what is going to happen in this patch. I just hope that we get more answers than we do more questions.
Please, and I also really, really, really hope that Zul'Jara is going to eat Liadrin's coochie.
Oh, it's happening. I saw the thumbnail.
Yeah.
I was in the data mine. Yeah.
Gag.
There's images. I'll send them to you after. overall, though, I think we're eating good in the WoW scene. If you also have something about this patch that you're really excited about, please let us know in the comments down below. Yeah.
You know what's also gaggy?
Yeah.
Because the patch is coming end of August, probably. And then we're going straight to BlizzCon, which then we will get another announcement, probably The Last Titan. So it's like, whenever people get worried about Warcraft, I always like to remind them of what's exactly going on right now. We don't even get a break from World of Warcraft at this point. Like, there's always something going on. We are about to be filled, like stuffed with World of Warcraft stuff.
Way too much
towards the end of summer,
and then we have all the game releases coming out in September as well. It's
gonna be a lot.
Girl.
There's my life before BlizzCon and there's my life after BlizzCon right now. That's how I look at it.
Absolutely. Well, if you are wanting to submit a viewer question, we don't have time for viewer questions this episode, but if you would like to submit a viewer question, please do so at azeroth@gmail.com or leave a comment in the YouTube or Spotify comment sections.
Yes.
This has been fun. I always love whenever we get like a new like WoW patch day. I know a lot of people are like, oh, you guys talk about so much outside of World of Warcraft. And I'm like, well, D.Va, once WoW provides, we will talk about it.
And WoW provides and we giveth,
mama. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in. We will see you all next week with another Azeroth with Attitude. And until then, bye.
Bye, D.Va.